Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to our main man, Brian Baldinger. Brian, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Brian, first of all, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
All the same, right back to you, Steiny. And guys, it's good to be with you, man. Thank you. It's been a good holiday season.
Absolutely. Who are you giving the edge to on next Sunday night's Seattle 49er game for the division?
I give it to the Niners. I give it to the Niners. The game that they lost the first time, it was really the only game all year where Seattle really had a good pass rush. Jadeveon Clowney played his best game he played all year, but he hasn't been in the lineup much. They really don't rush the passer very well. It was evident against Arizona on Sunday. And they have a real problem at running back, and that's what they want to do. I mean, they want to run the football, and they lost their left tackle and their running back. And, they still got Russell Wilson. They still have a lot to play for, obviously, but I think the Niners are a better overall team right now.
Looking at the Niners defensively, they have given up a lot of points, Baldy, lately, playing these tougher teams. But one guy who is playing well at a high level, and I think you are probably the first guy who's been on him and has given him a lot of love this season, and that's Fred Warner, who made the game-changing play there right before halftime with that pick six. Fred Warner, you think he's going to get any all-pro votes? Because the guy's playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think both, I think Fred Warner, to me, he's been the best middle linebacker in football. I can't find a bad game. I can't find where there's a weakness. He's played with a variety of different inside linebackers next to him. Doesn't seem to make a difference. That play, he read Jared Goff all the way. And, Jared Goff got lazy with the throw. And, that was a huge, huge play in that game. It was a big swing. I mean, they were down 21-10. With 2.5 minutes to go, and they score in a run, and then come back, and all of a sudden you're up 24-21. You go in at the halftime.
You good, Baldy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Hey,
he was in Cleveland yesterday, man. That's right.
It's probably that's cold right
out there.
I forgot about that. Hey, speaking of Cleveland and Baltimore, is Baltimore playing the best football of any of the playoff teams heading into the postseason?
By far. I mean, yeah. I think they're just a complete team. And just talking to the offense coordinator, Greg Roman, yesterday, who you guys are very familiar with, sure. They've got a lot left that they haven't shown anybody that they're ready to break out in January and that they've been working on. And so you can study this team for all 16 games getting ready for the postseason. You may not see their best.
Looking at the Cleveland Browns situation real quick, Baldy, I mean, we were just talking about coaches who could be on a hot seat. Do you believe Freddie Kitchens could be one and done? Because it definitely seems like the honeymoon is over with Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. and the rest of that bunch.
Well, they haven't performed well, and yesterday was a prime example. They had control of that game at 6-0, and on 3rd and 1, they try some, really boneheaded play that blew up on them. And, Baltimore, within less than a minute, they scored 2 touchdowns and took control of the game and completely changed it around. And that's happened a lot to them. I don't put it all on Freddie Kitchens. I mean, players are responsible and management's responsible for some things. But right now, I mean, they're not united in any stretch. Outside of, what Nick Chubb has done, I mean, they've been really a kind of a mess all year long.
Hey, Baldy, just take a shot of whiskey. You'll be fine, buddy.
Yeah, man, I ate something. I went down the wrong pike here. I'm trying to get it out of there right now. I'm all right.
Hey, Bonte may have one more, but my last one's going to be, what do you realistically expect from Marshawn Lynch if the Seattle Seahawks go ahead and sign him after not playing in a year?
Not much. He wasn't much before he got hurt last year. Yeah. He played 6 games last year, and he wasn't much. I mean, I know what he has been, and for 5 years, he was beast mode. But it's been a while since that happened. You got to go back to, the Super Bowl, basically. And so I don't expect much. I mean, I'm sure he'll give you everything he's got. But this is a game of conditioning. It's a game of being at your very, very best. And if you haven't played in 16 months, I don't know how you're supposed to be at your best at any position.
Looking at the Niners one last time here, Baldy, Jimmy Garoppolo. A lot of people still nitpicking about Jimmy Garoppolo, but man, I've seen this guy all year now. First full season as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and it just seems like he comes through over and over and over, despite a depleted offensive line, despite working with new wide receivers. I mean, this guy's been nails in a clutch, and I thought he put on a hell of a show Saturday night against the Rams.
Well, I do too. I mean, I don't know what more you want to see. I mean, 3rd and 16, you know, on the final drive, I mean, I don't know who's going to go back there and make the throws that he made. You got a backup center, you got a backup right guard, a guard that had never played guard, going up against Aaron Donald in that group, and he's under duress. The guy never, ever looks like he compounds one bad play with another bad play. Jalen Ramsey made two really good plays in the game. That's what he's paid to do. He's going to be paid probably the highest paid quarterback in the league. He's paid to do that. You got two of the highest paid players in the league coming at you. All right, they overcame it, and they keep overcoming it. They overcame it, you know, from a deficit in New Orleans. They overcame it on Saturday night against the Rams. All he does is just come back and make plays, and he's irrepressible. And I think the world of the guy.
Baldy, have a great holiday. Appreciate it as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Merry Christmas,
Baldy. All right, guys. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, sir. Brian Baldy of Baldy's Breakdowns.
Wonder what he was smacking down.
Felt like he had a chicken bone in there.
He's in Cleveland. What's Cleveland? Is he still in Cleveland? I mean, what are they?
Probably.
What are they known for?
Actually,
Cleveland?
You know what? It's 5 o'clock almost in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's probably back in the East Coast. Yeah,
he got out of there. Although I'm one of Cleveland's biggest supporters.